Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Hello and welcome back to the show. If you are a brand new listener, I am so happy that you're here. This podcast, this is my solo podcast. So if you've been a listener for a while, maybe you were tuning in back in the Destined to Be podcast days where I hosted a podcast with my husband for about 2 years. We started that show at the end of, I think, 2019. Maybe it was even a little bit longer than that. We had over 200 episodes, I think. He's going to be coming back on the show at some point. I keep kind of sharing and teasing that. But what I would love from you, even if you are a brand new listener, if you've been tuning in for quite some time, if you have a question or something that you want answered by Jeremy, my husband, or Jeremiah, as many people call him now. He started going by Jeremiah post sobriety, which is 18 years ago now, 19 years ago. So it's been quite some time. But if you are a close friend to me or you follow me on social, I call him Jeremy. He's going to be coming back on the show at some point coming up here. So if you have questions, even if you don't know him, but you want a man's perspective on something going on in your relationship or in your life, right? Because this show is primarily for women, mostly women listeners here. But if you want his perspective on something, go over to Instagram, drop into my DMs and just say, hey, I'd love to hear this. And I will throw up a question box, like maybe once or twice a week, just to kind of continue gathering questions for him. So that'll be a really fun episode. So welcome, welcome back, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you for choosing this podcast. We've had some really amazing episodes, and I know next week's episode is also going to be a really good one. I'm heading into some more energy healing work coming up here that I am so excited to talk about on next week's show. So this is kind of foreshadowing what's coming next week. What happens after the breakthrough? If you are on your own healing journey, whether it's more internal, external, professional, soul searching, whatever you're doing, how to hold yourself in the integration, which is a part that I feel like sometimes gets overlooked. And there's actually some people on social media that are heavily talking about things around this topic, wherever you stand on it. If you've seen some of those videos, if you haven't, it doesn't really matter. We're not going into that today. But what I've found is that the integration after a big moment can be somewhat confusing. It can feel really heavy. It can feel sometimes you might even feel a little disconnected or lost because you are changing, you are evolving, you are shifting how you're operating. And that can be a little confusing because as humans, we've operated for a certain way for 20, 30, 40 plus years in our lives. And maybe you've gone through an emotional breakthrough. If you've done a breathwork session for the first time, or maybe this is your 100th time of doing some kind of somatic healing session and something just clicked for you this time. So it could be across the board. It could be a conversation that you've had. It could be a boundary that you're starting to uphold. Whatever this breakthrough looks like for you, maybe, you know, you hear people say, well, I had an epiphany about this thing, or I woke up with this sense of clarity, or my husband just said this to me last week. Our season of life that we're in right now is really crazy. This is his busiest time with his career and job that he has, and, you know, kids' sports, and just things start moving really quickly once you're headed into the spring season. for a lot of people, especially if you have kids, depending on what your job is, it's like things start to pick up very quickly. So we've been going through just a lot of stuff. Like our life and schedule has been pretty chaotic. And he woke up, I think it was sometime last week, and he's like, I woke up with a sense of clarity and breakthrough. And we had a conversation about it. And he's like, this is just what came to me through, you know, how he's been operating and vice versa. This has happened with me as well. And, you know, things just start to shift and change, but that's going to require a different version of you showing up, doing things in a different way, navigating your life from a different place. And if you're not equipped with the tools to navigate this, how do you actually integrate it? So take it into a real life scenario. Let's say you come on a retreat or you're working with a coach or a mentor or a therapist, and all of a sudden you have this shift and you're like, the lights, you know, the clouds part, and you're like, oh. And I had this happen to me over this last week. I had some things come into my life and I was like, whoa, there's been some parts that I have been overlooking and not integrating as much and learning new things. And I'm like, this changes things. And this might reflect in your business if you're launching something or creating something. And I've had moments like this where I've gone to set out to create a product or a program, and I got pretty heavily into it. And I'm like, this isn't it anymore, because I'm a different person and I've been operating on old belief systems and old habits and patterns that aren't supporting where I want to go. And that's going to require integrating all of those new things in your life, which can feel like you were just kind of like chewed up and spit out. And you're like, well, now what? I don't have this roadmap or plan that I thought that I once had, because the outcome I want is something completely different, or might even be a little bit of a change, right? So how do we navigate that? And it can be very lonely sometimes. Let's say you do go to a retreat or a conference or something like that, and you're just kind of thrown back into your life and you're not sure how to navigate it. And this is one of the biggest things that I have now added into my retreats, is having one-to-one support and guidance before and after my retreats. So you're not just coming in blindly. We're together for a month leading into the retreat, and we're together for a month after the retreat. Because what happens in these types of spaces and containers is that you start changing, you start receiving information, you start opening up and softening and really figuring out what it is that you want, having that sense of clarity, having that deep breath in where you can feel the space you're creating internally, and you're like, whoa, but now I'm in this amazing magical bubble. And then I go back, and I've had this happen multiple times when I used to travel for my network marketing company. I would go to these big yearly conferences twice a year in a different state. I would fly out with friends of mine and team members of mine, and we'd go through this whole thing, and we would come back, and the people on the other end, they didn't just have, or the people you're coming home to, they didn't have the same experience that you had. And it's hard to put into words, and you're like, I learned so much, I received so much, I'm going to start operating differently. But then all of the things from your life continue to happen. Life continues lifing, and you're like, but I'm different now. I don't know how to go about this. And you're starting to react different. You're showing up different. You're like, what do I do with this? Nobody understands. So it can feel a little isolating, thinking, well, now what, right? And I want to normalize, this is not a sign that you're slipping backwards, right? If you're coming back and you're like, well, now I got to operate just how I was. This is where the real work begins, figuring out how to integrate. How to integrate the tools. Because if you are like most people out there, you have an experience, you go to a workshop, you go to an event, and you have a notebook full of stuff, and then you throw the notebook in a drawer and it never gets looked at again. Of all the notes that you took, of all the downloads that you had, and you're like, yeah, but this doesn't really fit into my lifestyle because no one else around me, they don't understand. And maybe the people that you had the experience with, they're all across the country, right? You don't have them right with you moving through this. And this is where it becomes part of your and our responsibility to continue those relationships, to continue those practices, to actually sit down. And this is where a lot of us start to get a little shaky and you're like, well, I don't have time to do any of this stuff. It's about prioritizing the time. Even if it takes 5-10 minutes, maybe an hour you set aside once a week to actually get clear on what it is that you want and how you want to implement some of these big shift moments and really feel the transformation in your daily life. But it can be a slow process. Sometimes it's a fast process and it hits you like a ton of bricks, okay? Sometimes that can happen as well. And this has happened many times when I've sat with different medicines that I've worked with, especially ayahuasca. When I go sit in those journey spaces, you are being rearranged. Your DNA is being coded. You are processing moving energy so quickly and you're learning how to run your energy differently that when you come home, you are different. You are not the same person, and it takes some time to recalibrate what that looks like in your life. So we're conditioned to chase these peak moments, this big shift, this big epiphany, right? But for so long, what I've loved to do within my body of work and within my clients and my groups is that the real transformation lives in the slow daily integration, and it's sometimes the boring, unsexy stuff that you're like, ugh. Like, it's not the fun, glamorous stuff that you always want to share on social media. It's like those little moments, but those are the moments that create the biggest impact. So you may have gone through an experience like breath work, retreats, deep somatic work. Those are just the catalysts and not the end all be all, because the real work starts at the integration. Now you're trying to catch up with what your body just experienced and how to navigate it and weave it into your life that you have lasting transformation. Okay, because there's a contrast. The moment of awakening, right? You have that big moment, it feels clear. But the moment after can feel confusing, isolating, or even sometimes painful because you are now starting to shed parts of you that you have not lived without before. And this isn't to say those parts of you are bad, right? Because now we're starting to deal with shame and guilt, which can build up deeply within us, that if we start to lean on those things of like, well, this part of me is now shifting. Well, that was a bad part of me. No. Because now we're starting to blame and shame and feel guilt. And that will dig us deeper into a spiral. So integration, what does it actually look and feel like? And this is going to be broken down into a couple layers of emotional, physical, and energetic layers. So you might be feeling an emotional shift, which could look like waves of grief, old identities falling away, confusion about relationships and boundaries, and if these people are meant to still be in your life or what you want it to look like now. Not necessarily going out and cutting people out of your life left and right, but maybe your relationship looks a little bit different. What do you need to ask yourself? What are these people, what are they bringing to your life, right? How is that boundary going to look? What are we looking at with our people-pleasing tendencies, right? I don't like to label anyone as a people-pleaser. We all have tendencies of these patterns, right? It could look physical, and this might look like you feeling more fatigued, feeling like you need more rest. Your body might be craving slowness or nervous system regulation. And this can be a mind fuck sometimes because many of us equal rest and laziness to be the same thing when in all reality, your body is just craving a deep sense of rest. That doesn't mean you're lazy as a projector in human design. And now I will say this, I love human design. I love all of these different modalities and, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? I don't know. All of these tests and things that you can do for your personality type. However, I want to make sure, and like the Enneagram, things like that. And a good friend of mine, Tracy O'Malley, if you're not following her, she's incredible with the Enneagram. She breaks it down in a completely different way than what you might see across social media. Because what can happen with these personality types is that we put ourselves in boxes of like, oh, well, I'm a generator and an Enneagram too. So this means I'm this way. And those are not my types, but I'm a projector and an Enneagram 3. But this can sometimes make us feel like, oh, well, because I'm these things, I can only stay in this box. It's like, no, no, no. We have all parts of every type. I was listening to a podcast the other day about astrology, and she's like, no, we're all made up of every single zodiac sign. We just have more prominent things in our charts because of where the stars and the planets and all of the things were when we were created, right? So don't put yourself in those boxes. If you are somebody who follows heavily along your energy types, we have characteristics of all different parts of ourselves. But Tracy, she's in such a beautiful way, she breaks down how to actually move with these things. Okay? She's incredible. Go give her a follow. All right? But for me, why I brought this up, because I am a projector in human design, right? My energy type works differently than my generator husband. We are like the complete opposite, but we work together very well. I love projector-generator relationships. It's a really cool dynamic that we play off of each other. We pull different parts of each other out and can hold space for one another based off of the gifts that we were given. It's really cool to be able to follow along, but don't take it too seriously because we have parts of everything in our charts. I am not an expert of human design, of zodiac, of astrology, of any of these things. These are just things that I have picked up along the way, and I have friends who are expert in these areas that I love to be able to open up that conversation and really like sink my teeth into it. It's really cool. Okay, so those are some of the physical signs that you might be experiencing. And then we have our energetic signs. You might notice you're feeling more sensitive, overwhelmed, not very grounded, or you're like this in-between limbo space, that now your energy is just trying to catch up to where you are, right? It's really important to learn how to connect our mind and our body, how we can start getting that energy to flow in a way that feels supportive to you. So integration is the nervous system catching up to what the soul already knows. Think about that. Integration is the nervous system just trying to catch up to what the soul knows. Your soul knows. You have a soul contract here on this earth. God has given you exactly mapped out where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing, and we question it constantly. And no matter what your beliefs are, I feel like most people out there believe there is some higher power that is guiding us. For me, that's God. And whatever that is for you, amazing. I support everything that you do out there. But we're just, our physical body, our nervous system is just trying to catch up to what our soul already knows, what is unfolding for us. And we love to question and doubt it as much as we can because we want control. We want control of what's going to happen. Think about moments in your own life. Is it a challenge and a struggle for you to actually trust and have faith that something out there greater than you is guiding you? And I believe we have an angel team, guides, people, beings out there that have got our back, right? You've heard like the universe has got your back, right? Like that's a big thing. I believe that I have my own team out there that's led by God, right? That is creating my path. And when we start to question it, it's like, okay, now we're starting to play around here. And I'm not saying go out there and just fully surrender and give up everything. Just be like, okay, you know, this is all part of it. All part of the human experience. We were designed this way to live our lives. And sometimes what can happen when we do this inner work is that we forget on the other side to experience the joy and the light and the fun that is meant to be had, right? It's all out there for us to take it, but we can sometimes find ourselves in the weeds of being too serious and too heavy and trying to figure everything out. It's like, what is the meaning of life, right? And did I share this on the podcast? I may have mentioned it last week or the week before. I think I did. I think I did say something. I did a medicine journey a little while back, and I was literally flying around in the galaxy, in the planets, in the stars, and seeing how things are created. And I know if you are not into this, you're going to be like, okay, I'm turning this off. Everyone is entitled to their own experience. This is, right? This is why we have podcasts and platforms to share our experience. I love to hear different modalities and different experiences people have in life, because that's how we learn. And if this isn't for you, that's okay. I'm not saying go out there and do that. I'm just sharing my own experience. And since a very young age, I was always weirdly connected to like space and the stars and what's going on out there. And I had an experience where I was able to kind of travel to different places within my mind and see things. And it was a weird sense of like calm in my body, but it was also a big experience, because I'm like, this is crazy, right? I'm here on Earth, but I am also able to connect with other parts that are out there in this energy that is bigger than us. And it was really wild that I had this sense of calm and comfort and peace, but I was also able to kind of explore and ask questions and get really curious as to why I was being led in these places. And it was just a really cool breakthrough that I had. But after that, I then had to come back, and I was kind of brought out of that experience in a more abrupt way, and my body couldn't handle it. I actually sat up and I, you know, purged a little bit, not voluntarily. It just kind of came out, and I was like, my body wasn't ready to come back yet where I had traveled. But then once I was back, now it's my responsibility to integrate that. And that, you know, there's a couple parts to that. Yes, I'm going to slow down. Yes, I'm going to ask deeper questions. Yes, I'm going to create space to really look at that. But also, I'm still a living, breathing human that needs to have my responsibilities and drive my kids to school. And, you know, I have my own work that I'm doing and all of these things, right? I have to simultaneously do both, and how I have to figure out what that looks like, that's up to me. So now I have to integrate that experience and what that looks like. And you can, you know, not that you had the same experience, of course, no two people have the exact same experience as ever, but maybe you can relate that to a moment in your life where you had this moment of clarity or a breakthrough or a conversation that you had or a dream that you had or a meditation, right? Or a yoga practice or a breath work. And you're like, whoa, I just had this big experience. And this actually happened at my last breathwork workshop, my mind body breath workshop, which, by the way, the next one is April 27th, this Sunday at 11:30. I had a couple ladies come to that workshop, having quite large experiences, being connected to things outside of themselves that we talked about, we worked through, and then they were able to integrate that into their lives of like, whoa, I had this major experience in this 90-minute workshop. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's process it. And now I'm more aware of the layers my body is processing and removing, number one, because that's a really big part of it, right? And number two, your body is now showing you and revealing things to you that you may have been holding for quite some time. For many of us, it's years and years of events, experiences, trauma, right? Different things that happen in our lives. Our body stores all of that. And now, wherever you're at in your life, however old you are, you're creating a new level of safety to allow yourself to go there. So I've had many big somatic experiences doing energy healing work with different facilitators, or even if I was by myself, that my body decided, okay, now is the time. Now I can show this to you. You weren't ready before. And this is why this work, they call it a journey, right? It's not just like a one and done and they're like, yeah, I'm healed, I'm good. Like, okay. Now, I'm not saying to go on a lifetime mission of healing. And that's what I was kind of referring to earlier. It's like if we get stuck in this healing loop, we get so deep in the weeds. And this actually happened with my husband. He had a panic attack a couple years ago that he was, and he shares this very much openly on our old podcast, and he'll share this, you know, very openly. So I'm not sharing something that he wouldn't say, but he had a very big experience that his body was starting to reveal things to him because he was creating a new level of safety. and trust within himself that at a younger age, many of us through childhood, we kind of store these moments and these experiences within our body. And yes, if you've gone to therapy, I have therapy right after this podcast. Sometimes though, I've noticed with talk therapy, sometimes we just repeat the stories. And I've worked with a lot of female clients who come in, they're like, I have talked my head off about this experience, but I have never connected it within the body to be able to actually process it and start moving it and running that energy through my system. And all I've done is kind of reiterate the story from many different angles that just kind of solidifies that energy within you more. And you might feel more stuck. You're like, yes, I can talk about it until, you know, I'm blue in the face. My dad used to say that. That's how you know you're old. And I'm not getting anywhere with this storytelling of this event that happened in my life. And that's what I love somatic work so much for, is that you actually now get to connect that mind with the body and develop a deeper sense of trust within yourself. And it's very powerful, but it can feel isolating and scary and like, oh my gosh, I just like threw myself off the edge here and now I'm left, you know, treading water and I don't know how to get my head above these waves. Okay. So it can feel like that, but it can also be this beautiful process. And I believe it's the duality of both. Okay. So let's get into it of how to support yourself through this integration. There's like a small framework that you can use of pausing before your push. So don't try to immediately act on the insight. Let it land within you first. And I worked with a coach and a mentor. She's incredible. One of the OGs in the coaching space. Like back in the day when she was like, I'm a coach, they'd be like, well, what sport do you play? Like she's been in the game for a long time, right? No one was familiar with like this type of coaching, right? So the pause before the push, meaning don't immediately act on the insight and let it land. She would say like, after I would go to an event or I would speak at something, she'd be like, do not criticize yourself or try to work on things around that and critique it. Give yourself 24 to 48 hours before doing anything. Let it land in your system first. Okay. Then we can anchor with a ritual. This can either be a grounding breath, a journaling, a prompt you can use is, what do I need to hold this truth, this new truth that you're discovering? What do I need from myself to be able to hold it? Okay. Deep grounding breaths, go outside, walk in the grass, right? Sit in the sunshine, find a song that can connect you back. Like anyone who comes to my workshops, they will get the playlist that we use because it will anchor you back. And I've had so many women be like, oh, whenever I need to drop into the space, I put on the playlist and I just immediately anchor myself back into the space. Okay. Number three, let it get messy. Give yourself permission to let it get a little messy. That discomfort that you're feeling is a sacred practice, not a sign of failure, which it can feel like. Many people be like, oh, I'm so broken, right? Nobody is broken. You are not broken. Okay. You're just in a season of discomfort that can be a sacred space to be in. Okay. And don't do it alone. Last one. Integration needs community, mirrors, and safety. And this is why I love what I get to do so much, because the retreat spaces and my one-to-one coaching containers are a space that you can come in and feel safe and held, not judged, led, and guided, that will hold you and women who come into the space beyond the breakthrough. This is why I'm now offering support around my retreats, is so you have the space to actually integrate with almost like a safety net of somebody there to hold and catch you. For many of us, that wasn't available at a very young age, right? We felt like we were going at it alone for so long. So this is also part of the discomfort, is letting somebody in. And this isn't to say, let down all your walls, like you're going to be an open book for it. No, you have your boundaries and your sacred space, right? You hold things close to your heart, but letting someone in like a little crack, you can now feel like you have more room to grow. Okay. So a couple prompts I will leave you with as we wrap this episode. What breakthrough have you been trying to rush past? What have you been trying to like cut corners around? Okay. And where might your body be asking for more space to integrate? And what's that going to look like? Okay. So if you've been in this weird weird limbo space, right? Or you've been there before, you feel it coming, or maybe you're in it now. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but this was fun to listen to. Anyway, either way, no matter where you're at, after the shift, but before the clarity, you don't have to do it alone. And this is exactly why I have my one-to-one containers and my retreats. This is exactly who this space is for. Okay. And my workshop that's coming up on Sunday. So I'm going to drop the application form if you want to work together one-to-one or even just start that conversation. The link to sign up to the next Mind, Body, Breath workshop this Sunday, if you're local in Michigan, Metro Detroit, we're back at Ohana, 11:30 a.m., a 90-minute workshop, women only. You get to come and do an hour of breath work with other women just like you. You can feel the energy in the room. Like, it is such a beautiful space to be able to release, surrender, receive, and connect. I promise you will feel that shift walking out of that room. And we have the one-to-one container available to you if you want to continue to process alongside of somebody who can hold that space for you. Okay? So this week, set up a practice, give yourself some space. Write down the truth you're integrating in one way that you can honor it moving into this next coming week. Okay, this episode comes out. We come out on Wednesdays. We're kind of in the middle of the week if you're listening to this in real time. Okay, take some space for you. And if you want to just open up a conversation of like, I've been feeling this way, even if you don't know if you're ready for coaching and support and retreat yet, just drop into my inbox, my DMs, there we go, on Instagram, and just we'll chat. And if you love this episode, share it with somebody that you know, screenshot it, share it to Instagram. I would love to see, that really means the world to me when you guys screenshot it and tag me in the podcast page, and it just means everything to me. So I would love to connect with you this week. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Easter, and I will see you guys next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.